Hi, this is Mark, and welcome back to the Candle Shore Podcast. Today, I will be working with the iPhone 3GS, and I'm going to be showcasing the TV Guide mobile application. Even though some sighted people may find it difficult to believe, there are a lot of blind and low vision people, like me, who really enjoy watching slash listening to television. In order to do this, we, like anyone else, have to know what the TV schedule is, or at least it makes it more convenient when we do. The TV Guide mobile application I'll be discussing, while it's not 100% accessible, I would say it's about 90% accessible, certainly enough for someone to truly enjoy browsing the TV listings in their local area. Let's get started. I've got my iPhone 3GS, and I'm on my home screen, and I'm running VoiceOver.
The Mark Taylor Candle Shore blog.
That happens to be one of the icons on my homepage. Talk about a little self-promotion there, huh? And I'm now going to open TV Guide mobile application. And first, I'll touch the application with my fingers so you can hear what it will sound like when it's installed on your phone.
TV Guide.
So I'm going to go ahead and open it.
TV Guide. TV Listings.
And now my TV Guide application is open. Now, a couple of things to note. The first time you open this application, it will ask you to put in your local zip code. It will ask you to put in your network provider. That is to say, whether it's Time Warner or Dish Network, DirecTV, whoever your cable satellite provider is. This particular aspect of the application is not accessible. That is to say, when you go to enter the zip code, if you double tap on it, even though VoiceOver can access the field, it will not launch the numeric keypad that is needed to input the number. However, there is a workaround for it, and I'll demonstrate that for you right now. So I'm going to launch the TV Guide application.
TV Guide.
I'm going to press where it says zip code.
Zip code.
Keeping my finger just hovering above that particular field, I'm going to disable VoiceOver by pressing the home button 3 times.
VoiceOver off.
Now I'm going to touch the area. Just bring my thumb down right on top of that field, and that's going to launch the numeric keypad. And then I can turn VoiceOver back on and enter the numbers.
VoiceOver on.
And now the keypad is actually the virtual keypad. And I call it a keypad because it's not a QWERTY keyboard. It looks just like a telephone number keypad. And you can enter the information. And when you've entered it, click on the search button.
Search.
Once that's done, it'll ask you for your service provider.
Dish Network Los Angeles, AT&T U-verse Los Angeles, Time Warner Cypress, Time Warner Cable Orange.
Well, at this point, you'll be fine. You can select it. This actually works just fine with VoiceOver. So the only really inaccessible aspect of this program is when you input the local zip code. So once you have that set up, it's going to take you right into your local TV listening. You can be on a Wi-Fi or a 3G, but you must have some connection because it pulls down the TV schedule from the satellite. So make sure you have some kind of connection. We've done all the hard work there is for this program. Now we'll describe the TV listings screen. It's pretty simple, actually. Starting at the top of the screen, it will say TV listings.
TV listings.
I'm going to slide right to move the focus down a line. And it will say,
button.
And this is an advertisement. It's really not important to know what it says. It changes, and I guess that's how they pay for this application. Next, VoiceOver will read the date that you're currently, or that the application is open to, which will be the date that's actually on the phones. And so in this case, it will be
Wednesday, December 2nd.
Followed by the time.
10 p.m.
Let's just see what's coming up on our local listing. Using the same command to move the focus to the next item.
Down arrow, button.
This says down arrow, button. You can select this button if you'd like to move forward in time 1/2 hour. Very useful. Next.
2. KCBS. Grammy nomination C.
So it's saying Channel 2, which in my area of the country is KCBS, and it has the title, something about the Grammys. Now, when you go through this application, it may be necessary from time to time to disable VoiceOver by pressing the home button on the iPhone 3GS 3 times and then enabling it again. I've discovered I had to do that a couple of times. So if you ever start moving through the screens and you hear nothing, that's okay. Just disable it very quickly. Wait about a second and then enable it again and you should be fine. I'm going to keep moving down the list.
3. KCET. Cafe de los Maestros. 4. KNBC. Jay Leno Show. 5. KTLA. KTLA 5 News at 10.
KTLA 5 News at 10. Yeah, this is some good stuff.
6. QVC. Brighton Accessories.
Okay, so if you like QVC, and of course, if you want a detailed description of the show that's on, you can do that by double-tapping on the item. Let me find one, and then I'll demonstrate. Okay, I found one here. We're going to go to Channel 44, which is one of my favorite ones, TV Land, and they play a lot of 70s, some 60s, 70s, and 80s sitcoms and so forth. So I want to focus on that right now.
44, TV Land, M Star A Star S Star H.
And it says, in case that was too fast for you, 44 TVLAND, because it spells it. That's TV land. And then it spelled out the symbol, the logo for MASH. Okay, so now I'm on that. I'm going to double click.
44 TV listings button.
And now I'm just going to read down the screen.
Details. M star A star S star H. C star A star V star E. Wednesday, December 2nd. 10 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. TVLAND. 44. During a prolonged period of shelling, the 4077th takes shelter in a cave, which does neither patients nor staff any good. Madge. Bartroff. Basil Hoffman. Bigelow. Enid Kent. SGT. O'Malley. Mark Taylor. PVT. Lovett. Charles Jenkins. Margaret. Loretta Swit. Potter. Harry Morgan. Hawkeye. Alan Alda. Directed by William Jurgensen.
And you can see that when it'll read down, it tells you who's starring as what. And at the bottom of the page, it will give you the two buttons. One that says add favorite show or add the favorite channel listing. So you can actually have a favorite screen that we will go over in just a few minutes where you can have your favorite channels or your favorite shows or both. I want to return back to my TV listings. So I'm going to put at the upper left-hand side of the display.
TV listings. Button.
Okay, and now I'm back in my main TV listings display. Now, for most people, this will be enough because now you can scroll up and down. And in fact, I'll slide the screen so you can see how many rows I have.
Showing rows 35, 241 of 481.
481, I think it said. That's a lot. This is certainly one way you can enjoy your TV listings. Now, let's assume you want to move forward in time. I'm going to, and I can do this. The same thing will apply whether I'm on the date or the time. It opens up the same screen. So let's locate the date or the time.
Wednesday, December 2nd. Button.
I'm going to double click on that.
Wednesday, December 2nd.
It brings up another screen that, for those of you who use an iPhone 3GS with VoiceOver, will recognize when it says adjustable. You know, you can slide up and down, kind of like a slot machine, to adjust each digit or each section of the display. So, on the extreme left-hand side.
Today. Picker item. Adjustable.
It says today. If I slide up or down. Let's see what happened.
December 1st.
Took me back in time to December 1st.
Today.
Today. I'm moving up now.
December 3rd.
December 3rd.
December 4th.
December 4th.
December 5th.
Okay, I'm going to go through let's say the 3rd.
December 3rd.
And now I'm going to use the right command to move to the next item. If I know where it is, I can move my finger and tap it directly, but chances are I probably won't. So I'm going to just use the swipe right command or flick right.
10. Picker item. Adjustable.
So now it's saying 10. I can move forward in time.
11.
11. I'm going to move to the right to the next item.
00. Picker item. Adjustable.
00. I'm going to move up.
30.
30. I think that's it. So just 00 or 30. Because in the U.S., everything is on the hour or half hour. And finally.
P.M.
P.M. or.
A.M.
Now, once I have that set, once I have these items set, it can be a little tricky in the middle of the screen, and you'll get used to this, in the middle of the screen, moving from left to right, you have three buttons.
Cancel, button, prime, button.
Prime, and I assume this takes you to prime time, wherever you are, whatever prime time is. And the one you really want, assuming that you want to keep your changes, is the
set button.
Set button.
Set, empty list, loading.
And now we can take a look at the TV listings.
2, KCBS. Late Show with David
Letterman. Late Show with David Letterman. It says letter, but if you double tap on that, it'll give you the entire listing. So you can see this is very, very convenient for you to enjoy reading TV schedules. There's actually something else you can do with each item in your TV listing screen, and that is you can change the order of the channels. I've experimented with it. It works fine. I would caution you about doing this. I don't know if it's really necessary, given that you have a favorites menu. But I guess there's something for everybody, and here's how it works. At the extreme right-hand side of each item.
Table index, adjustable.
At the end of each item, it will say table index, adjustable. And this means that you can actually change the channel that's actually being displayed in that slot. It's akin to moving channel 2 down to channel, to moving it lower in the chain. If you know that you don't like, for example, CBS, and you want to move it so it would be maybe in row 30 of your display as opposed to the first row, you could do that here. And it really does work well with VoiceOver. I caution you about doing that. I have not found it necessary because I like using the favorite screen instead. Let's look at the bottom row of this application, which is very, very useful. Starting at the extreme left-hand side of the display on the lower left-hand side.
TV listings. Selected. Button.
We have TV listings, and that's the one that's being displayed. That's why it says selected. Moving to the right.
Favorites. Button.
We have our favorites. and that will bring up the favorite screen if you have added a couple of favorite channels or shows to it. If you don't, it will bring up a message that says, no channels or shows have been added to the favorites menu. Please return to the TV listings and select some channels to be added. Again, I'm still in the bottom row, third button over now to the right.
Search button.
The search, and you can search for anything. It works very well. Again, moving over.
News.
News. Take you right to the local news. And finally.
Options button.
Option. So all five of these buttons are labeled, and they work very well. And by the way, the only thing you can adjust in the options section under settings is the zip code and the local service provider. Let's talk about adding a channel or a show to the favorite screen. Select the channel that you'd like or the show.
4. KNBC. Channel 4 News 11 p.m.
And again, I'm going to add the channel. I'm going to double click to open up the item.
4. TV listings button.
Where it says details, it's going to give me a description of the news. It just says the news. But at the bottom of each of these descriptions, there are two buttons that are completely accessible.
Add favorite channel button.
Add favorite channel and.
Add favorite program button.
Add favorite program. It's really that simple. Well, that covers the basics of the TV Guide mobile application for the iPhone, 3GS, and iPod Touch. I hope you enjoy using it as much as I do, and you'll be able to locate your favorite shows. And if you don't have any favorite shows, maybe after using this application, you'll discover a few. My name is Mark Taylor, and thanks for tuning in to the Candle Short Podcast. Remember to make a joyful noise this week, and I'll see you back here soon. Take care. Bye-bye.